Senator Alan Hayes, a Republican from Umatilla, says this measure is one of those things people hear about and think there ought to be a law against that. And he says that's exactly why he's sponsoring this bill. Hayes says repackaged drugs are sometimes sold for more than 600% of the cost of the medication, and he says that's driving up the cost of workers' compensation. His proposal would limit that.
There is nothing in this bill that prohibits or restricts the dispensing of medication by physicians. This bill will, however, stop them from ripping off the system by charging extremely inflated fees for the medication.
Hayes says the price increase comes when doctors repackage the drugs in their offices.
Most people think of repackaging as something just you take something out of one container and put it in another container and it's been repackaged. Well, that's really all that happens here, except that act of changing containers, changing the quantity or the label of the prescription, allows the assignment of a new national drug code, which then allows them to assign a different cost.
Under Hayes's bill, doctors dispensing repackaged medications to workers' comp patients would only be allowed to charge the average wholesale price of the drug plus a dispensing fee of $4.18, putting the cost more in line with what's charged at pharmacies. Hayes estimates the change would save $62 million a year, but the senator's math is in question. Senator Mike Bennett, a Republican from Bradenton, says a report from the chief financial officer's office doesn't match up with Hayes's claim.
They said the total dispensing last year was a total of $63 million. When I'm looking at their report and saying the total thing is $63 million, and you and the people who are advocating against your bill are saying that it's going to save $62 million, I don't know about you, but that tells me there's not enough left over for aspirin, much less anything else.
Lori Lovegren is from the National Council on Compensation Insurance. She says a $62 million savings can be realized if rate making is taken into account.
So in this particular case, $36 million is the savings in drug costs. The rest is the reduction in expenses. The type of expenses I'm talking about are the fact that when you reduce a benefit in the system, you also collect less taxes and assessments. You have less costs associated with adjusting particular claims. So those are the dollar costs that are added to the expense cost to come up to that total figure of $62 million.
Other lawmakers, like Senator Mike Fasano, a Republican from Newport Richey, raised concerns about the necessity of the law.
Why would we want to tell a doctor what he or she can charge when the carriers have every right in the world right now to decide whether that patient can go to a doctor that either dispenses or doesn't dispense, or a physician that overcharges? The carrier has the right to do that now. Why pass legislation?
The bill passed through the Senate Banking and Insurance Committee with an amendment from Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobol of Hollywood. The amendment would ensure that physicians would continue to be allowed to dispense and fill prescriptions, and it would keep insurance companies from being able to select the pharmacy or dispensing practitioner the patient can use. A similar bill is making its way through the House. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.